Good morning. Today is Tuesday, the 20th of July. What's magical? Oh, I know it's payday around here. Joining us this morning, well, a pile of stuff and even highlighted. You did a little prep work.
No, not really. Good morning.
Good. Yana Valakovic. Good morning. Well, I see one highlight. That implies that something was red.
That could imply that. Doesn't mean it was.
Okay, good. don't want to confuse me too quickly. You want to build up to that confusion level.
I don't know. I'm not sure this translates to radio.
We'll know later on.
All right, now comes the embarrassing moment. Let's see what I don't know in the world.
Okay, that's about a necktie. That's kind of dated anymore, huh? Okay, here we go. Why is a performer's last work called his or her swan song? Not that you're getting close to that point.
Thank you. Thank you for that qualification. I have no idea. The swan is the last on the lake. Maybe. I don't know. Don't know.
This comes from an ancient belief that swans sang beautifully just before they die. Although swans normally make no musical sounds at all, there is evidence that some swans emit unusual musical notes when they are near death. That's it. So I suppose it could also be, laying an egg on stage might have something similar to that.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah. What I'm waiting for is break a leg. How's that one good news? Yes.
I know. How is that one good news?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Oh, these fires that are going on all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would suspect that they're keeping lots of folks pretty busy, catching up and doing stuff. Do you have any concerns for our tight little enclave?
I always have concerns for our little enclave. And, you know, for example, there's a monsoonal weather pattern that's moving up through the middle of California right now. And within that is a bunch of dry lightning.
Does a monsoon mean wet?
It does, but it doesn't. Think of it as disturbance, and it creates a bunch of clouds and convection. And within that is often a lightning pattern that comes with it. The issue, really, when you live in the area that we do on the coast, is that it's all about kind of orders of ignitions. So if you have a bunch of ignitions in other parts of the state, all resources go to manage those fires, which leaves very little here.
Well, sure, you want to deal with what is rather than what might be.
Right. I mean, there's a skeleton crew that's left here, and the volunteer fire departments are really key to that, as well as the municipal fire departments. I mean, and there's a good strategy to try and handle it, but if you have a bunch of ignitions that are near big population centers, resources go to protect life as the first priority. And if you get then subsequent additional ignitions, well, then you're kind of last in line. And it's hard to release those off the other events to come back to our event. So if we have an ignition here, let's just hope that the rest of the state isn't burning. But when we're in condition...
Timing.
But when we're in condition to burn, so is the rest of the state. So you just hope that there isn't...
Now, when you say by us,
yes,
okay, we're big enough with the signal area that us could be Trinity County,
sure.
Us could be Mendocino County,
sure.
Us could be Southern Oregon,
sure.
Us could be Myrtletown,
sure.
So.
All of that.
Well, and by the way, thanks for the confirmation. So, the sensitivity or likelihood of fire. Obviously, if we're standing on the beach, on the North Spit...
It's different.
Fairly different than what it is if we're in Willow Creek.
But I think one of the things to remember in the 2017 wind storm that created the Tubbs Fire in Santa Rosa and all those additional fires in Sonoma County, created the fire in Redwood Valley in Mendocino, those were wind events that brought down power lines. Well, we happened to have a wind event that brought down a power line that exact day in Blue Lake. And ours was at about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So we were in front of those other events. We had a helicopter that can be deployed from Neyland to quickly get on to that fire. And then later, Redwood Valley and Santa Rosa had problems, and our resources went there.
Right.
So we were in the right order. of event to have the resources that we needed to get on top of that fire.
And we've got something that others don't. And that's a Coast Guard station. Do they get involved with any of this? You know, we see the bucket drags and up.
Not that
is that a different
I mean, I'm not in the fire suppression business, but I've never seen them involved.
Okay. But Cal Fire does come through with the bucket drags.
Sure.
And
so does the Forest Service. It depends on what part of the state we're in and whether we're in federal responsibility area or state responsibility area.
What does it take for the big airplane out of Portland to come in and drop all that retardant all over the place? Because I know that was a
great calamity. I don't know.
Well, that was a huge issue a couple of years ago in Oregon that they coulda. Some people were saying that they shoulda, and they didn't until things really got out of control.
Beyond my pay grade.
Okay.
No, don't know that.
I suspect that pay may have had something to do with it, too.
Perhaps. Yeah. But I'm not on that fire suppression side.
Chemicals versus on the ground.
Yeah.
Is there any priority one over the other?
Again.
Or impact on the trees themselves?
Well, certainly. I mean,
Agent Orange isn't going to be dropped, so we're not going to see much.
Well,
sticks,
right, and that's a defoliator, so that takes a little while. So, no, we're not going to talk about Agent Orange.
You are
the goofiest person ever.
Good. Yeah.
No, I mean, fire retardants have their place, and you know they're good at preventing ignition, and then some. There's also some gels and other products that are added that kind of make water last longer.
Do those have lingering impacts on the trees and the bushes and stuff?
There could be some impacts. Yeah, there could be. I don't know the answer, actually. I haven't looked it up.
Boy, I'm just hitting you on all the
Achilles
heel
details,
here.
Yeah, well.
I mean, it's just, here. Perhaps I should have looked at what you highlighted.
Well, I was thinking we might talk about the drought.
Oh, the precursor.
Yeah, right.
All right, so we've talked about weather patterns.
Yeah.
Now we'll talk about lack of water. Eventually we'll figure out what we really want to talk about. We'll do that when we come back.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Jana Valakovic from the UC Cooperative Extension at Spruce Point. Ooh. You said drought.
Yeah.
What is the definition of drought?
Why do you always have to ask me these difficult questions?
Well, I mean, we use a lot of these terms like everybody knows.
Yes, we live in a Mediterranean climate, which means we have a prolonged period where we don't receive precipitation.
We should have olive trees.
But drought, I think, is an anomaly. It's a greater amount of dry period than the norm, would be my definition.
You didn't even jump on olive trees, did you?
I didn't. Huh. No.
You're slipping.
Clearly.
So we're in a more dry period than what is normal.
Correct. Basically, we didn't get rain after mid-March last year.
Right. Yeah, and the little bit we have had doesn't count, doesn't tip the scale at all.
No.
What I had heard, and I don't know what the source was at this point, it was long enough ago, is that we're going to be okay for drinking water.
Right.
Okay, fine. And some of the basic uses of it. But the big issue is the lack of snowpack in the mountains.
Well, I think it depends on where we're talking about. Since you were talking about your listener area, which is relatively large, right? So we, in the kind of Eureka-centric framework, it would be serviced by the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District, which water supply comes from
the Mad
River through Ruth Lake and is over 90% capacity and doing just fine. I'm part of Humboldt County's Drought Task Force, and we've been surveying water suppliers such as community services districts and other organized entities that provide some level of water to customers. And so far, people seem to have the contingencies they need to be okay. Now, that's a Humboldt-centric sort of viewpoint on the issue.
But the smaller neighborhoods, Riodale, Trinidad.
Well, no, they seem to have their contingencies. They anticipate being able to make it through. Now, but here's where it gets more interesting: is town of Fort Bragg in serious trouble this year?
Where do they source?
I don't know what their source is. I just know that Ukiah Valley has an aquifer, so Ukiah itself is doing okay, but Fort Bragg is not okay. So it depends on what your water, what your water source is. The folks I'm really worried about, though, this year are more the folks that are on their own water systems.
I wrote down well water.
Right, could be well, could be spring, and. Okay. That's where there's some lack of reliability and not an easy way to get additional water. So I looked at my own spring this last weekend, and I have a place that's in the rural place, and 6 weeks ago I was getting 5 gallons a minute. Like this weekend I was getting 2 gallons a minute. So that's quite a drop off, more so than I've seen in my lifetime.
The fact that it's at 2 or the drop of
the drop 60%? The drop that quickly and that it's at 2.
That's why you're a little fatigued.
I'm a little fatigued.
Yes, mentally fatigued.
We're also going before the Board of Supervisors today at 10 to talk about the drought.
Oh, that's why you dressed up so nice.
Well, so the radio.
You're actually going in front of... Face to face in the chambers?
No, not yet. Today they're going to discuss that return option and when that should look like. But our team, the Drought Task Force, is actually going to be together. And we're going to broadcast into Zoom together.
Ooh.
I know.
Okay, so you guys will be together.
We'll be together, yeah. Yeah.
Good. So. Well, if you see Michelle, ask her to call us.
I saw Michelle yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah.
Oh.
We were supposed to.
Oh.
Now, at least we know where she was. Not lost.
Don't know. I saw her at noon.
Okay. So with the amount of people that are on water, their own private, is now the time to get like one of those big plastic water tanks that the marijuana farmers used to have and use those and fill it up? Is that part of that contingency concept that you
Well, there's short-term and there's long-term strategies to address the issue. If you don't have water, it's hard to fill a water tank up for later season usage. So I think it's a little late. What we're trying to get people to think about is more, storage, winter-based storage that carries you through into the summer.
The just-in-cases.
The just-in-cases. And it can be potable or non-potable. If it's non-potable, then, for outside use for your gardens and for fire and for, other...
Just because I'm being a pain. Why is it pronounced potable and not potable?
You are being a pain. You are You're so away with words today.
That's because we have cherry water.
I think cherry water is maybe a little too much for you. It's a little bit, a little too octane.
Back down to lime water, huh? Oh, gee. So what is this task force? Was it constituted recently, or is this something that's always been there since the 70s with the El Ninos, the first time we heard that phrase?
No. No. So since I'm a part of county government, that's why I'm involved.
Say it ain't so.
It is. It is true. It is true. In May, the supervisors asked Hank Seaman, who's the deputy director of public works, to put together a drought task force to address the drought-related issues. So it's a group of 6 or 7 of us in county government trying to think about the drought issues and develop short-term and long-term strategies.
More water.
More water. Rain would be helpful.
That's kind of a strategy. Yeah. Okay. I could have been on there, but nobody thought about me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good reasons. It's 8:30.
Hey, Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:36. We're back talking shop this morning with Jana Velikovic from the UC Cooperative, implying many people, extension.
Okay. Right.
So other than the obvious, what is the drug task force? No, the drought. Those are the guys just below you on the list. The drought task force come up with is are there any new ways to approach problems, or is it more the educational component and you got to just get the messaging out?
That's an interesting question. There's a variety of short-term things that can be done and a variety of long-term things that can be done. So the last significant drought we had in the North Coast was 2013-14. And I was a part of that drought task force, which was mostly a lot of water suppliers and municipalities and everyone sort of getting together to talk about the issues and try and figure out how they could work together. And
so that was drought related. That wasn't the marijuana farmers pulling out without the permits.
No. If you remember that Rio Del has junior water rights and Scotia has senior water rights. And so Rio Del was having some water supply issues. And
so that's kind of where that whole discussion really
and
started.
And so then they were in curtailment and couldn't tap water out of the main stem eel because they're junior water rights holders, and we had a whole series of conservation measures that were mandatory that came from the state government, and then kind of a tiering system where certain actions triggered at certain water levels, and so Rio Del got into trouble. Since then, Rio Del's done quite a bit to work on their water system and be in, you know, have more storage, have an alternate strategy, and be in better shape. So, you know, trying to think through those are kind of long-term actions.
Yeah, that's not a tomorrow or next month kind
of
thing.
No. So this task force is trying to help summarize the variety of things that have taken place since 2014 to give some indication that we're not being caught flat-footed in this one. There's actually been a fair bit of progress and thought around this issue.
So who gets this report? Is this something that's mandated to shoot up to the state?
No. The supervisors asked us to
come
back and give them some guidance, some recommendations, and on the board's agenda is the option to declare an emergency drought proclamation.
That kind of sounds like a joint information center.
Kind of a joint information center. What we as the task force anticipate it would do would basically open the door for funding should it become available through the state and through the feds.
So it's kind of like FEMA.
It's kind of getting us in line, and would help if we happen to find any of those water suppliers in kind of an infrastructure limitation, put them in line so that they would have a little more evidence to justify their request.
So who is this through Public Works?
The task force?
Yeah, who would be, typically so there's tiering and you go up a ladder.
We don't really have a lead right now. So we have Planning Department, Public Works, Cooperative Extension, Ag Department, Environmental Health through the well side, and
so there's not one that everybody reports to that the soups then go to?
And then
becomes the czar.
Correct. And then the Office of Emergency Services. If the proclamation is ratified, Emergency Services has certain roles that they can provide and do.
Something else for Ansel to be excited about, huh?
So it's similar to the Joint Information Center concept.
Right.
Right. So proclamations can either...
But it's not... bad pun of the morning.
Yeah, okay.
It's not a fluid situation.
Oh, is it not? It's sort of dry.
So is there the need for the... If it's signed off on and it goes that way, and it kind of sounds like that's the recommendation... staffing, reorganization, everybody pulling together, big daily meetings and press releases and all that stuff?
This is a chronic issue as opposed to an acute issue. Like the difference between today and tomorrow are not that different, but we may see some water suppliers cross that threshold into, you know, severe limitations. And so if we can supply them with resources or water in some way to help them out, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about.
When we have heard in the past battles with water, I'm thinking mm-hmm. of the Klamath
right.
drainage. Farmers versus fishermen mm-hmm. versus mm-hmm. regular guy or gal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We don't have the fish concerns to the same extent with the mat or with the lakes. Mm-hmm. More recreational rather than mm-hmm. commercial fishing. Okay. But you've got business versus residential. Mm-hmm. May not be ag. It may mm-hmm. be ag.
It could be ag.
But you've also got water that is used in regular guys and gals business restaurants, as
Correct.
An example, and places
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
Is there any delineation with your recommendations about mm-hmm. who, what, where? Mm-hmm. Or is it a general reminder notification? Is it, Eureka, mm-hmm. you're going to be cut back by 25%? Figure it out and you delegate it down? What do you...
No, I think we're... In the educational messages at this point, we're just going to talk about how important water is and important high-quality, clean, drinkable water is and try and encourage people to be conscious of their water use and thoughtful about it. And we're not recommending curtailments in any major way at this point yet in the municipalities. Those that are in the, you know, upper sections of the headwaters and tributaries, you know, if there are businesses associated with in those locations, I mean, I'm sure everyone's pretty aware of the water availability issue this year.
Yeah, the orchard folks, I mean, they're paying attention to that stuff, and the growers. And
right.
What about with the marijuana industry?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to be treated any differently because they have the special permits?
Well, that's where the controversy in today's conversation goes.
So that's the bridge, and we'll talk about it when we come back.
There you go.
It's 8:42.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back talking shop this morning with Yana. What were we going to talk about after the break?
You wanted to know what the other options are within the county, respective to the drought.
Oh, okay. Other than shutting down, you know, particularly on the business side, with just kind of almost coming sort of back a little bit from being shut down for the last year.
Well,
how draconian could this thing get?
I think not from the county itself. The
more
question,
state level?
More state level.
Okay.
And so the proclamation to me, I mean, it's not my favorite action, but I think it might be able to sort of get in front of a state-mandated response.
So maybe
they
pass on and go to another community.
Because we acknowledge that
there's something going on.
That we recognize that water
okay.
availability is an issue and water quality is an issue and we're working earnestly to make sure that we provide both of those.
Different power groups, like the fishing guys and the tourist guys and the business guys and the regular guys, all kind of, are you seeing factions starting to kind of swarm around a little bit and position?
There's positions out there. I mean, there's a lot of concern over the Klamath and you know, water availability there and water quality and, you know, fish conditions and tribal interests and agricultural interests and trying to navigate
don't,
that.
Don't blow past agricultural.
No.
I remembered what it was. It was the marijuana industry because of their special permits that they already have in place.
That are and direct. Those are directed by the county, and the county has some authority over those
so
conditions.
So they get special dispensation or set aside or treatment because... Well, these folks are already paying for, and they're, you know, with permits. Well, most businesses have permits also. Okay. Is that in there, or is that not an issue?
Well, the majority, from what I understand on the cannabis side, which I don't understand it with great capacity, is that the majority of folks who are permitted are using wells. If they were using surface water springs, they were already committed to a forbearance program where after a certain point they would move to their stored water as their water use for irrigation of their crop. So the question that the task force is going to be asked today is, what should we do with those well users, and what should we do with people that are in the pipeline for well usage?
Okay, that's a semi-bad poem.
Yeah.
In the old days, we would be talking about the water diversion in the eel.
Right.
Okay.
Could we still jam
it up? Can we blow it up? Is there any way to return the water back into the eel then, so Southern Humboldt has got those waters available that currently are now going to the Russian? Has that been even a thought, that perhaps the diversion we could keep a little bit?
I know that higher? There are very high level conversations going on about Potter Valley and what to do with Potter Valley that involves downstream users in both directions and interests, and there's earnest conversation to try and figure out a good workable solution.
It's funny how you don't hear about Native American rights on the eel the way you do on the Klamath. Just a random thought that popped in my head. Now everybody has it, and I'm done. Just, for whatever reason. So as you and your gang are going in front of the soups this morning, what's the recommendation? What do you best case scenario? What happens?
I think we have an earnest conversation about the state and condition of water availability, the public health concerns that are out there, because as water availability declines, water quality declines, conversely.
And pressures mount.
And so options before them are to declare a drought emergency. There are additional things that could be done with wells and those that are seeking well applications. There are other things that can be done in policy in terms of advocacy at the state to try and, encourage more conservation, encourage more storage. So we're going to kind of talk through some of those things. My guess is that the board asks us to work on some of these things in a little more detail and come back in a few weeks.
Historical, and this goes back to when we had regular appearances from water folks, was that the state has a tendency, one big broad brush, and if there is a drought in Inyo County, by golly, Shasta County is going to get hit with it also, and so is Humboldt, all the same standards. And that there was starting to be a recognition of zones that mandates, recommendations, ignore the message. Is that part of what your group is looking at, is to zone Humboldt County a little bit, or will somebody living in downtown Eureka be hit with the same?
No. We're just talking about being water conscious at this point. We're not recommending.
Could it go there?
I don't know. I hope not. I mean, we're going to talk about other, related impacts. Wildfire issues are certainly paramount in this. There's a whole variety of things that come when conditions are really dry.
Monsoon.
We could use some wet monsoonal condition here, not any dry lightning.
I remember, yes. All righty. Well, have fun slugging it out.
Oh, you bet.
All righty. See everybody tomorrow.